Welcome to Avirim Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi's Daf from Dalad in the Oiz Vader edition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. Let's go back four lines up at Daf Gimel with base, even though we did it last year, just to go into today's Daf. So the Gemara asked, Akoy Atzo Mahi, is Akoy considered to be Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Loretz? Was it conquered by Oy Lebovel or not? So the Gemara says, of Acher by Yaakov, Shalom Amy, he said the following: "In train oivdu derev from the two stories of Rebbe and in Yalfin, Akoy Yeshua Eretz Yisrael v'Yeshua Chutz Loretz. From the two stories of Rebbe, you find that Akoy is half in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutz Loretz. Now the Gemara of Amdal is going to bring us his two stories. So one story the Gemara is going to go into, and then by the way, go into a side point that comes because of the story, and then at the end of the Amud we'll get to the second story. So the first story that we see that Akoy is considered to be Eretz Yisrael." Because the Gemara says that Mudalef, Rebbe Avi Be'akoy. Rebbe was an Akoy. Chamtun ochlun piso nikio. He sees they're eating clean bread. Omar Eloi, he told him, Ma'atun losim. What are you doing, lesiso? Lesiso means to put the wheat into water. Rebbe saw the bread is so clean, that means they put the wheat into water. If you put a wheat into water, it's going to be receiving tuma. And you want to try to avoid tuma in Eretz Yisrael. This did not to the tumas, not Eretz Yisrael. So here is the right, this is the proof that we treat Akoy as Eretz Yisrael, because Rebbe was caring so much that things should not be tummy. So now the Gemara goes on to explain what really happened, why did they put the wheat into water? So Omrulay, they told him, Talmid Echot Balakan, there was a Talmid that came here. The water of eggs do not call Hechshir Tuma. Meaning, there is a way to put the wheat into liquid which is not causing tuma. What is that? May beitzim, water of eggs. We're going to use the Gius of Abchaim, takes away the next few two words. Shalkin bein velosin bimein. So how do we do it? We take eggs, we cook the eggs in water, and then we use that water. Meaning they understood that may beitzim means the water that eggs were cooked into. These waters don't cause tuma. That's what they did. They cooked eggs, took the water, and then they put the wheat into it. So they thought that therefore it doesn't get tumah because it's mei beitzim. Savin meimar, they thought mei shalak shel beitzim. They thought it's the water of cooked beitzim. V'lo yomar lemei beitzim atzo. What he meant to say is only when you use the actual egg, you use the liquid in the egg, which was you lose the yolk of the egg. When you take the egg itself and put that into things, or you put food into that egg, that's not going to get tuma. But here they talk about water. Water does machshikah tuma, even though eggs were cooked in it. So the goyzer exer that a talmid cannot be moyre hoyro, because we see the mistakes happen out of it. Either he doesn't speak clearly, or he himself did not understand the shmua well enough, and therefore he cannot be moyre hoyro. Abchia b'shem avuno. If a Talmud passed on Loch, even though he said right, you don't listen to him. In addition, someone's Moira Hoyro and the Rebbe is around, he's going to be Chayav Miso. Tani Mishablozo, Loi Mesu, Nodav Aviu. Nodav Aviu, the sons of Aaron and Kohen, why they died? Elo Shehoyu Bifnei Moshe Rabbein. They said Aloch in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Maisi Batam Nechot Shehoyu Bifnei Ablozo Raboy. There was a Talmid who was Moira Ro in front of Reb Lezer as Rebbe. Omar Le'ima Sholem Ishtos. So Reb Lezer told his wife, Eino Yoitze Shaboso. You will not live this week. You will not come. You have a full week right now. Now go out through Shabbos. The Le'yotze Shaboso Shemes didn't come out Shabbos until he died. Omar Talmid of Rebbe Novi Ato. You're a Novi? Omar Le'y Novi Anoichi Ve'loi Ben Novi Anoichi. I'm not a Novi. I'm not a son of a Novi. Akachele Mikubo Shekol Talmid Amoira Elochef Rabbi Chai Miso. I have a Kabbalah. Talmud Moyim Haro Efrei Raboy is Chayav Miso. Tani also a Talmud Loyim Saloch Efrei Raboy at Sheirocha Gimenu 12 Mil Kemachni Yisrael. A Talmud can be Moyim Haro if he's close enough to his Rebbe. How close should he be? 12 Mil, like the Machni Yisrael. Machni Yisrael is 12 Mil, so once you pass that, it's enough of a distance which is considered to be a new place, and therefore he can be Moyim Haro. Umatam, what's the source the Machni Yisrael was 12 Mil? Because it says in the pasuk, "V'yachnu al yarden mibeis hayishimois at avil hashitim." They were between these two locations. The kamehem shtem asoy mil. This distance is 12 mil. Kador Rav Tanchu Bar Chiyo havo bechefer.
So, like the following story, Tarav Bachia was in this place called Hefer. But with Shalom Leibu Moir, they asked him questions on Aloch, and he answered. Shalom Leibu Moir, he asked another time, and he answered. I'm in Leibu, Loi can il from Rebbe. Didn't Rebbe teach us? Shasula Talmud Leirus, Aloch Efe Rabbi. Now, Rebbe cannot be Moir, Aloch Efe Rabbi. Ache Rocha Gimeno Shtema Samil Kamachni Soil, until his distance at least 12 mil as the size of Machni Soil. Ve'aramono Rabbach Yosef Bitsiparin. Your Rebbe Ramona is in Tziporim, which is less than 12 mil away. He says, well, call me a klora if it's not true that I did not know. Meaning, he says, I did not know that my Rebbe is so close. If I would know, I would never do a halacha. From there on, he did not answer questions anymore. So all this was the first story of Rebbe. The Rebbe cared so much about Akoi because he didn't want it to have their tumah. And that led us to speak about the fact that the reason that Akram made a mistake was because of the Talmud, and from there they established that Talmud cannot be Moiro Hiro. Now we're going to the next, second story of Rebbe. Rebbe Ave Be'akri. He was in Akri. Chamachad Barnash, Solik Mikifto Leil. He sees a person walking ahead of the rocks. The rocks was the border between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlitz. Omele Leis Ad Braid the Palon Kahano. Aren't you a son of a Kohen? Lo havo avu koyin, isn't your father a koyin? Meaning, if you're a koyin, you can't go to Eretz Amim because there's a tumor of the rabbanim regards the tumor in Eretz Amim. Koyin cannot go there. Amalei ain of shalabo you gvoyus. The eyes of my father were high, meaning there was balu bal gaivo. Venosa isha shein or ginesloi. He married a woman who is apostle kahuna. Vechila oisoish and never his children are not kosher kahuna anymore. I'm not a koyin. I'm Yisrael. That's like a go here to this area, meaning. You see over here that this area is not Eretz Yisrael. That's why Rebbe told this person, what are you doing here? It's Chutz Laaretz. And that was an Akri. So you see from here, in these two stories, the Akri is divided and it's split. Half of it is in Eretz Yisrael and half of it is in Chutz Laaretz. Continues the Gemara and says, Tchumi Eretz Yisrael kol sheichziku Oli Bavel. What's the Tchumi Eretz Yisrael? What are the areas of Eretz Yisrael that Oli Bavel conquered? And this is what's considered to be Eretz Yisrael because we're going based on the Oli Bavel areas, not the Oli Mitzrayim, as the Gemara said before. And now the Gemara is going to go in the Daf Dalet Amud Beis and list the cities that are all included in the Kibush Oli Bavel. And there's discussion in Mefarshim which cities are referenced over here. There's a sefer called Tvuos Haaretz who goes to speak about Chumei Oli Bavel, and that he goes on through all the different lists over here, and many other Mefarshim speak about it as well. So the Mishnah goes on the list. The first place, according to one of the Gersoris, is Parshas Choymas. That's the name of a place called Parshas Choymas. Migdal Shid, which is happens to be is Kisaria. Vesheino Dror. Veshuro de Akoi, the wall of Akoi. Uktsirio de Galila. The Rash Sirulao over here says it's the city of Tzfat. Vechivarto, another city. Uvein Zeniso, another one. Vekuvayo. Umilso dechir, Uvario Raptor, the big city of Bario, Tafnis, the Sanpato, Umacharto de Artir, Umtsayo de Avoso, Feroish me Gatoin, the Gatoin Atzmo. Two cities around the area of Gatoin, Mesfar, Umarcheshes, Umigdal Choruv, the Ulon Raptor, the big Ulon, the Nukbato de Ioin, the Valley of Ioin, Vesukras, Burochorabo, or according to the Rash Sirilo, is Kochorabo, the big city, Ubar Sagedo, Vesanegoilo Ilo de la Malo Minkistrin, the city called Tanegoilo, the higher Tanegoilo, which is above Kistrin, Vetarchoino de Mitcham le Boitro, the city of Tarchoino, the reaches Boitro, Umelach de Zarboi, Venimrin, Ube Sechel, Ukenas, Urefiach de Chagro, Vedecha Gdoilo or Leches Lamidbor, Cheshboin, Vyavko, Vinachal de Zeret, Vigar Saduso. Yigar Saduso is one place that's mentioned in the Torah, that's Gilod, Verekim de Goya. And finally, the last city on the list is Ganyo de Ashkelon, the gardens of Ashkelon. Says Gemara, Ashkelon, so what about Ashkelon itself? Rav Yaakov bar Achav b'shev Zehiru, mimad detani gani de Ashkelon, hadam ro Ashkelon kelechutz. The fact you talk about the gardens of Ashkelon, Ashkelon itself is not part of the Oli Bavel Eretz Yisrael. They got together and they decided that the heir of Ashkelon is Torah, meaning it's not Chutzlart, it's Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is, according to Rab Chaim explains, because it wasn't part of Oyle Bovil, but it was conquered by early Mitzrayim. So by early Mitzrayim, some of them they made it as Chutzlart's Mamish, some of them not. This one they decided does not have the Tumo of Chutzlart. Why is that so? Pir Pichas B'Yor, Bitzur Pichas B'Yor is the Taurus. Shaoma Yoridim Ayinu Sitki Shal Ashkelon. We used to go to this area in Ashkelon. This was the marketplace of Ashkelon. For loikhim chiti, when you buy wheat, voilim li reinu v'toivlim v'oichlim chumaseinu. We go to our city, do tvila, because maybe they touched parts of Amoritz, and we eat chuma. How do you go to Ashkelon? It's chutzlaritz. You see, he didn't treat Ashkelon's chutzlaritz. He did not consider it to be that it has tumah of Eretz Amin. Lemachar nimnu aleh lefoitcher v'na maestros. The next day in Bismendosh, they wanted to say there's no problem with maestros, you don't have to do any maestros in this place. Moshe Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is Yodov, she'amistamech al ben ha-kapar. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, he used to lean on ben ha-kapar. When he disagreed in something that said in the Bismendosh, he stopped leaning on ben ha-kapar. That's what he did. He did not lean anymore on ben ha-kapar. Omer l'bni, lama lo amarte l'pi mama shachti yisadecho mimenu? Why didn't you ask me? Why did I take out my answer to you? Hay yisrael mochad, explain to you. The reason is the following. Etwa anu sheti maisi, anu sheti arti. When we made the tomb of Eretz Amin, that was a din derabanan. We got together, we made a tomb of derabanan. So you can decide it's not tomb. You can say it. You can decide it's star. Achshav ani yomer shemanich b'shom midvar toiro. Maybe midvar toiro is considered to be kibush, considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. That means hem udalef. Ve'achani poitcher midvar toiro. And now I'm going to say it's potter for ma'isus midvar toiro. Meaning Rav Yosef wasn't clear to him that Ashkelon is chutzlaritz. He wasn't so sure. It may be conquered by Oyle Bovil, maybe not. So regarding Tumah Taharo, we decide Tumah Eretz Amin, we decide where there isn't, we can discuss that. We decide that even there you don't have an Ashkelon. Regarding Maestros, that may be Chayim Divrei Torah. I can't come and say there was no Maestros. That doesn't depend on our decision. If Mina Torah is Chayim Maestros, I can't take it away. That's why Yosef did not want to agree that Ashkelon will be Potter from the Maestros. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Mem Dalet.